If I can do that, just one second. No need to. One second. One second. Let me get the picture here. Better.
The recording has stopped.
There you go. I don't even know if I did anything. Did you do that or I did that? You're innocent. Okay. Anyways, we continue tomorrow, hopefully at 1 o'clock, although I'll be, you know, live in, I guess, Woodmere. But we'll figure out exactly, we might just have to be a little patient till we figure out the way to do these hybrid things. But I think the large majority of people are going to be on Zoom, so we'll definitely do our best to accommodate that. But if anybody has any ideas about, you know, the best way to do these hybrids, we're going to need that going forward anyway, although ultimately, hopefully, everything will be flipped and most of the people will be around. But we want the experience to be good for everyone. We want everybody to be able to, you know, to follow and to feel and to be connected to what's happening. So if anybody has any good suggestions, pass them along either to one of the Shear assistants or, if it's before tomorrow, to Ari Branchbeagle, who I think has also been listening and is going to help me out tomorrow. Okay, but it's regular time tomorrow, and I don't know if Avram's here or not. We're still going to try to set up in the next few days time to speak with the new people and with everyone else who's interested. Okay, so tomorrow too we continue. Usually in Chodesh Elul, we dedicate the, Monday Shiurim on Inyane Hashkafa to, you know, themes relating to Hilchos Tshuva, et cetera. So I thought that we would continue that tradition this year as well. So the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva, as we know, both in his Koteret and Sefer Mitzvos, and a Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph begins, in a fashion that, is very celebrated, and very famous. And we've had the opportunity in the past to discuss the Koteret Sefer Mitzvos and Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. Basically, that's where the Rambam introduces the Mitzvah of Tshuva, but famously by accentuating the role of Vidui. And the exact relationship between tshuva and vidui is a matter of great controversy and stimulated much discussion and analysis, and in its own right has propelled forward our understanding of both of these institutions, tshuva and vidui, in a very significant way. So we don't need to... There's always more to talk about with respect to that. And a lot of the perspective of the Rambam really, as typically, flows from that original presentation. But we're going to take that for a given at the moment. And that is that the mitzvah of tshuva in the Rambam is expressed by, in my opinion, also characterized by, that it's not just the external maisa tshuva like the Rav understood it, but also the fact that tshuva includes the component of vidui, refines, even transforms the way that we look at tshuva. And I believe that is consistent with the Rambam's entire systematic presentation of tshuva, which is a feat which the Rambam deserves to get total credit for. We all learned Hilchos Tshuva after the Rambam compiled it, so we're not, again, sufficiently aware of the debt that we owe him. Dinei Tshuva were, just alluded to, or in some cases explicit, but all over the place in Shas, in different places, especially in Masachet Yoma, some Rosh Hashanah, Tainus, some passages in Kiddushin, And of course, you know, strewn throughout Chas, the Rambam put it together, reorganized it. The fact that he included it in Sefer Mada, where he does, which is right after Hilchos, Talmud Torah, and Avodah Zarah, and as the kind of lead-in to Sefer Ahava, with the concluding chapter on Ahavas Hashem, all of this, I think, points to the Rambam's, the prominence that the Rambam assigned to tshuva, and his understanding of it, not as a narrow idea, simply a way to neutralize one's chataim or a mitzvah, but really as say, the culmination of Sefer Mada and the transition to Sefer Ahava. So this is all, again, you know, with a lot of Pirush Rashi in the Rambam, this is, you know, what we begin with this assumption, put it this way, without my demonstrating it right now, that that is the Rambam's perspective on Hilchos Tshuva, that he, you know, put tremendous amount of mental energy and effort in formulating the halachos and organizing them, and thereby kind of put his imprimatur on the way that we look at tshuva. And of course, this can be demonstrated, you know, this is true always for the Rambam, but, you know, I think it's particularly true in Hilchos Tshuva. Almost every halacha in the Rambam, you know, represents, you know, not merely the copying or the quoting or the citing, you know, of other evidence, but in the putting it together and in the, you know, placing of it in a particular order, but even in the substance of, you know, his formulations and his shittos, you know, the Rambam, you know, as I say, put his stamp on many or practically every halacha in Hilchos Tshuva. So that is background. What I want to do is analyze, especially to begin to analyze, the second and third, you know, halachos in the Rambam. Not Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, although we'll have to make mention of the seifa of that, but Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, and Gimel especially. So the Rambam, as I say, begins, let's just go to the background. The Rambam begins Hilchos Tshuva by discussing, you know, the very, his innovative view about the relationship between Vidui and Tshuva, and emphasizing Vidui, he then goes on and says, Ketzad Mizvadeh, right? And again, I've pointed this out in the past, the Vidui that he quotes is not the Vidui that is typically said on Karbanos as, you know, as indicated by Paragimel Hilchos Maisa Karbanos, the last halachos there, where it's a Yudalit and Tesvav, which we discussed actually in Chulin last year, for those who were here, and we'll make reference to it again. But more like the Vidui of the Kohen Gadol on the Sira Mishtaleach, this is very important, beginning with the words, Ana Hashem, right? Ketzad Mizvada Omer, Ana Hashem, Chatasi Avisi, Pashati Lifanecha. But then the Rambam goes on and he expands the discussion of Vidui and Tshuva, right, to include also Karbonos, generally, as well as Chayvei Misas Bezdin and Malkus of Bezdin, as well as Chiyuvei Tashlumin B'Toras Onshim of Chavalah and of Gzela. So the Rambam says, after he finishes describing what the Vidui is, Zewi Karashal Vidui, Kalamarbel is Vados Marich, right, Harezam is Shubach, and Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim esque, you know, cadences. And then he says, Vachain Balech Atos Vashamos, Beishim Vivian Karbonosem Al Shigasan, O Alzdonan, Ein Miskaper Bekarbonam, Hachi Yasu Tshuva Vizvadu Vidui Dvarim, Shinemar Vizvadu Ashachata Aleha. Vachain Kom Bechuve Misas Bezdin, Bechuve Malkus, Ein Miskaper Bemisas and Olmilikiasam, Hachi Yasu Tshuva, v'yizvadu. V'chein chov b'chaber mazik mamono. An interesting conjunction that he puts mazik here. This is something we talked about, those of you here, a couple of years ago when we learned Bava Kama. Afapisha shilem lo mashu chai v'inim eskapar chizvada v'yoshuv milasas kazeli ola. Shenemar mikol chatos ha'adam. It is interesting to note, and this is not for now, that when it comes to chatos and hashamos, and it comes to Mises Bezdin and Malkus, the Rambam has the order of tshuva and vidui. And when it comes to tashlumin, whether it's chavala or mazik, there he has vidui and tshuva, and it's achiz vada, v'yashuv milasos kazeli ola. Okay, so there are some interesting, you know, nuances just in his presentation where he gets it from, not for now, but things to think about. But either way, this is what the Rambam says. Alpha Bisha Shilem, right? Inam Eskaper Chizvada V'yashuv Kazeli Olam Shenamar Mikol Chatos Ha'adam. So the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halach Aleph then really begins with tshuva and vidui, generally. The description of the vidui, which is a component, or maybe the expression, or maybe the characterization and expression of tshuva, and then goes on to say that tshuva and vidui play a role in the korbanos, in misos, or in onshe bezdin, and in onshe mamon ayde bezdin as well. That's basically what you have. Now this second, the seifa, let's say, of halacha aleph, already raises an important issue and question, and that is, what is the relationship between the vidui, especially of korbanos, and the vidui of tshuva more generally? Clearly, by calling it vidui and tshuva and making reference, the Rambam, you know, does link these together. On the other hand, it's curious, and this is something that we discussed last year in Chulin, that he omits any mention of the vidui on Ola, right, which he does mention in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Maisa Karbanos, which we'll get back to in a second. There in Maisa Karbanos, I might as well just read it right away. Right, the Rambam says that, interesting, just one second. Does the Rambam mean it was Maisa Karbanos, Perek Gimel Halach Yudalet and Tesvav? It's in the context of speaking about, you know, Maisa Karbanos, what the protocol of Karban, bring a Karban is, in the context of speaking about Smicha, Ketzat Somech, Imaya Karban Kadshe Kadashim Amida Bitzafon, Panav Lamarov, Sovech Homed Mizrach, Upanav, Upanav rather, Lamarov, Mniach Shte Yadav Ben Shte Karnov, Umisvade, Al Chatas Avon Chatas, Al Asham Avon Asham, which is what the Ram was referring to. But the Ram also adds, Vala Ola Misvade Avon Ase, the Avon As Los Ase, Shenita Klase. The Rambam omits that from Perek Aleph Hilchos Tshuva Halacha Aleph. What's also interesting is that the Gemara, that the Rambam then goes on in Halacha Tesvav to describe this vidu Ketz of Misvade, Omer Chatosi Avisi Pashati Osisi Kach Vekach, V'chazarti b'tshuva lefanecha, v'zu kaparasi. So that's also very interesting. And then I'll get explain why in a second. Then he concludes, Haya korban shlamim, somech b'chol makom sheyirtze min azar b'makom shechita, v'yirali, she'enem izvad ala shlamim, avol omer divrei shevach. Last year, when we were talking about this for a different reason, mostly about Ola, we noted that there are some Rishonim, right, who think that even on Shlamim there is actually a vidui, not just Amiras Divrei Shavach, even though there's no Avera. The fact that some Rishonim think that the vidui of a Korban could apply to Shlamim, the fact that the Rambam applies vidui to Ola but doesn't mention it in Hilchos Tshuva, all of these are curious. What's also curious is that the tshuva, is that the vidui on a korban does not begin with the words ana hashem, unlike the vidui of tshuva, even though the Rambam seems to be equating them. And what's also interesting is that tshuva is explicitly mentioned in the vidui on the korban in Hilchos Maisa Korbanos, even of Ola, v'chazarti b'tshuva lefanecha v'zu kaparasi, whereas that is not mentioned in Perek Aleph, Halakha Aleph. Well, you don't have the Nusach HaVidui there, so maybe that's not so surprising. But we'll see in a moment, that is not, that language doesn't appear in the Nusach of the Vidui of the Seira Mishtaleach. Okay? So these are our bullet points. Okay. What I want to say from it so far is that even though the Rambam in the Seifa of Perek Aleph Halakha Aleph is applying the principles of Vidui and Tshuva to the Karban, right? What needs to be explored is how much of that is a din in Tshuva and how much of that Vidui is a din in Maisa Karbanos. And the answer seems to be that it's a little bit of both. Now, the fact that Ola is omitted, you know, from Perek Aleph Halakha Aleph implies, you know, that basically there are, and Shlomim certainly, even according to other Rishonim, probably omitted, implies that there's an element of Vidui, although it includes a component of Tshuva, which is just a din in Maisa Karbanos. Although the fact that the Rambam is using it as an example where Vidui and Tshuva are necessary, and the fact that the language includes Tshuva as well, obviously means that there's an overlap between these two dinim. In a word, it sounds like, according to the Rambam, there is overlapping, but also two different aspects of the vidui slash tshuva of a korban, right? There is, you know, the tshuva element of it, right? But it's also very much a korban type halacha. It sounds like what the Rambam is really trying to say, and the reason that he brings it in Perek Aleph, halacha Aleph, is simply to show the connection between vidui and tshuva, right? More than to suggest that the vidui on a korban, or the kapara of the vidui, is mostly a tshuva halacha. Okay, is that clear so far? This is all background. That's already, I'm suggesting something which is a little bit complicated, based on comparing Maisa Karbanos and Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, but that is all background. What concerns me today more, for the little time that we have, and then we'll continue with this hopefully next Monday, is the transition to the next halacha in the Rambam. The Rambam and halacha Beis, right, is going to be important. Because halacha Aleph, he's established this, you know, duality, you know, of vidui and tshuva, tshuva and vidui. Okay, that's the theme of halacha Aleph. Now comes halacha Beis. So you wonder, halacha Beis is dedicated to the din of Seira Mishtaleach, which of course is a centerpiece of the avoda, you know, on Yom Kippur. One would have thought that maybe that it could be, you know, integrated into halacha Aleph. Now that doesn't concern me so much, because there are certain, at minimum, there are some unusual rule-breaking elements in the Seira Mishtaleach. We'll see just in a second, you know, both Lekula and Lechumra, that certainly entitle the Rambam to put it in Halacha Bifnei Atzma. But considering this is the, you know, first Halacha in a way, after describing the process, what you really wonder is whether or not the emphasis, which I'm going to, you know, project in just a second, as well as some of these anomalies, you begin to wonder whether it belongs here at all. And I don't just mean in halakha base, I mean, you know, in Hilchos Tshuva, but certainly very prominently, right, in halakha base. What do I mean by that? So let's look at the language of the Rambam. Rambam says that Sir Mishtaleach, right, after having established this general principle about Tshuva and Vidui, the Rambam then just says, Sir Mishtaleach, Lefishu Kapara Lekol Yisrael, Kohen Gadol Misvade Alav, Al Lashon Kol Yisrael, Shenemar Vihisvade Alav, Ace Kol Avonos B'nei Yisrael. So it's a curious beginning in its own right, you know, for several reasons. Number one, you would have thought that the Rambam would have zeroed in on, you know, again, on the factor of tshuva and vidui, etc. Again, let me make it clear. The pashtus, Hilchos Tshuva is not Hilchos Kapara. Hilchos Tshuva is Hilchos Tshuva, which for the Rambam means some sort of combination of tshuva and vidui. But the Rambam begins, Sira Mishtaleach, Lefi Shehu Kapar. The first thing that bothers the Rambam is two things. Who does the vidui of the Sira Mishtaleach? Right? Which seems to be not, you would think that that would be an issue in Hilchos Avodah Zarah Kippurim, not an issue in Hilchos Tshuva. And by extension, the Tzura, right? The language, the formulation of the vidui of the Sira Mishtaleach. So that's what the Rambam says. Sira Mishtaleach lefi, and we'll discuss this also if we get a chance, you know, whether or not what he says is so obvious. What does he mean by it? Lefishu kapara lekol Yisrael. The fact that Sira Mishtaleach is a kapara lekol Yisrael, that's clear in the Mishnah in the beginning of Masechet Shavuos. But the Mishnah on Daf Beis Amud Beis. One second. In Shavuos, which is the main Makar, ironically, says this explicitly. A very, very long Mishnah talks about many different karbanos. And towards the end of the Mishnah, we're told that Dam Hasar Nasa Bifnim Mechaper Al Yisrael. Kach dam apar mechaper la kohanim. I'm sorry. I'm going a little ahead of myself. Just 1 second. Yeah. Al zodon tumas mikdash v'kadoshim sira nasa b'fnim v'yom ha-kippurim mechaprim. Al sharaveros shebetorah hakalos v'chamuros hazdonos v'ashkagos hoda v'lo hoda Ase velos ase krisis umisus bezdin sira mishtaleach mechaper. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Echad Yisraelim, echad Kohanim, echad Kohen Mashuach. Okay, so this part of the Rambam has a makar, certainly, the Mishnah in Masechet Shavuos. Sira mishtaleach lefishu kapar lekol Yisrael. But the Rambam's focus on Aaron HaKohen and his role and the language you know, Alashon Kol Yisrael, that on the surface is a distraction from what the Rambam has been speaking about till now. Then he adds, Sira Mishtaleach, he has a double formulation of Kapara, Sira Mishtaleach Mechaper Al Kol Averos Shebetorah, which he said already, Shu Kapara L'Kol Yisrael. He repeats it, he's Mechaper Al Kol Averos Shebetorah, and this range includes both hakalos v'hachamuros, right, the range of types of chefzah shel averas, right, as well as the mode of their transgression. Bein she'avah b'zodon, bein she'avah b'shogeg, b'shkaga rather, bein she'hodalo, bein she'lo hodalo, hakol miskaper b'se'ir hamishtaleach. So it's Kol Yisrael, number one. Number two, it's al kol averos. And number three, hakol miskaper, he repeats again, b'seira mishtaleach. Okay? He has a triple emphasis on the wide-ranging kapara effect of the seira mishtaleach. Then the Rambam adds, v'hu she'asa tshuva. for the first time, he speaks about, I mean, he did speak about the vidui, but he didn't speak, we'll see in a moment. And now he adds, v'hush asa tshuva. And then he says, aval im lo asa tshuva, ein asar mechaper, ela alakalos. Okay, there are two problems with that. Umahin akalos, umahin achamuros, tachamuros ein aver shechev no misas bez din okares, ushvush av sheker, afu bishim okares, arei min achamuros, shar mitzah slos asay, mitzah say, shem bem kares, hein akalos. Okay, so what's difficult about this? Two things. Number one, the way that the Rambam, in addition to v'husha asa tshuva, the Rambam says, avalim lo asa tshuva, hein asar mechaper al akalos. The Rambam does this sometimes. I always think it's significant. I could be methodologically wrong. I would never be machria based on this diuk. But the Rambam, what he sometimes does is he will present something in a broader way, and then he'll like narrow it. Right? He'll take it back. So the Rambam here basically says that, you know, v'hush asa tshuva, and it sounds like it goes on everything, because he already mentioned kalos and chamuros. Right? He says v'hush asa tshuva, right? And then he adds, but if you didn't do tshuva, it's not mechaper, except on the kalos. Instead of just saying right away that without tshuva, it's only mechaper on the kalos. And last year, for those of you who are here, recall, I wanted to make this similar kind of a deal, probably a bunch of times, but I remember, at least in my mind, it's sticking out specifically with regard to the Rambam's formulation of when you need kavana in tahara. Right? When you're going to be mistahir b'mikvah, so the Rambam says, you need kavana. And then he says, except, you know, if you don't have kavana, it'll still work for, you know, tahara, you know, l'shem, not kadshim, and taharos. But if it's l'shem ishus or, you know, dvarim hedyotim, you know, then it'll work as well. Okay, so it's strange that the Rambam formulates it in this way. The whole presentation of the Rambam seems to be challenging. The biggest question, of course, is the Rambam's chiluk itself between kalos and chamuros. The Rambam gives no hint that this is mechudash. He simply presents it the way he does. Again, according to my diuk, it sounds like, you know, he wanted you to know v'husha asa tshuva and to think that it applies completely, but then qualifies it like in a begrudging way. Of course, if there's no tshuva, you know, it'll still work, you know, for kalos. Okay. But there are two problems with all of this. Number one, the bigger problem, of course, is where did the Rambam get it from? And what is its justification? If you look at the Gemara in Masechet Shavuos itself, the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph in Shavuos discusses the machlokas between Rebbe and the Chachamim. Now, technically, Rebbe and the Chachamim argue, so Sugya in Shavuos and a bunch of other places, Yoma, other places, maybe we'll discuss it more fully. Well, a little bit we'll discuss it more fully for sure. Rebbe seemed to be of the opinion that Itzumo Shel Yom Kippurim is Mechaper Beli Tshuva, and the Chachamim or Rabbi Yehuda disagree. But if you look at the presentation in the Gemara here in Shavuos, it's striking. It's striking in its own right because Rebbe and Rabbi Yehuda argue about Yom Kippur. The Gemara, without any comment, just automatically applies it also to the Karban Seir HaMishtaleach. The Rajba in Shavuos, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, raises this question, wonders about this, wonders how it could be that the Gemara would assume that just because Rebbe believes that you can eat sumo shayom as mechaper b'li tshuva, that that should apply automatically to Seir HaMishtaleach. I'll tell you what he says a little bit later. That's problem number one. The second issue is the problem for the Rambam, and that is that simple reading of the Gemara is that the Gemara does not distinguish between kalos and chamuros. Gemara here says the following, on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Beis, Gemara says, Hayase Hechadami, Ida lo Aved Tshuva, Zevr Kashayin Taiva, Ida Aved Tshuva, Kol Yom Anami. The Tanya Avram Mitzvah Sevi, Asa Tshuva lo Zazim Mishamad Shemochan lo. Says the Gemara, Amrab Zera, Be'omed Bemirdo. Which I think is a very interesting language here. Instead of just saying you didn't do tshuva, the Gemara uses the language ba'omeid b'mirdo, which I'll, if I don't get to it today, I'll try to finish up with this next week. B'rebihi. Tanya Rebbe Omer, this is a quotation of Rebbe in Masechet Yoma, Pe'eim and Beis, Pe'zayin and Aleph, the Gemara in Priestess, etc. Rebbe Omer, I'll call Aver Shabbatorah b'nase tshuva b'n lo'ase tshuva Yoma Kippurim mechaper. Chutz mi porek ol umegal uponim batorah umefer bris basar shemasa tshuva yom kippur mechaper bimlav ein yom kippurim mechaper. Then the Gemara says my time to Rebbe, and they quote the source, etc. It's clear that Rebbe holds that the din that yom kippur is mechaper b'li tshuva applies both to Essen and to Lavin, and to Kalos, and to Chamuros, with several prominent exceptions. Porek ol, megal uponim batorah. Question is, and that is noveya from the Hemshecha Gemara as well, the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda was cholik with Rebbe, and Rabbi Yehuda was of Rabbi Yehuda lo savar lak k'Rebbe. Tanya yachol ye yom kippur mechaper l'shavim al shenim shavim. Medinu hol v'chatos v'asher mechaper v'yom kippur mechaper ma'chatos v'asher mei mechaper el al shavim v'yom kippur mei mechaper el al shavim. And the Gemara goes back and forth. But the pashtus of the Gemara is that there is no distinction, certainly not with regard to itzumo shoyom, between kalos and chamuros. Where the Rambam, or how does the Rambam deal with the Gemara in Yoma? Unless you assume that the Gemara is only talking about Itzuma Shel Yom, and Tzir Mishtaleach is different. But again, it's fascinating, as I noted in the name of the Rajba, that the Gemara itself is applying Rebbe and Rabbi Yehuda of Itzuma Shel Yom to the Korban Tzir Mishtaleach. So that would require, if there's an adjustment, that would require certainly an explanation. The Kesef Mishnah Alatar asks this question, not as elaborately as I did, just the basic question. He quotes a Gemara in Shavuos, Ramina Daliba de Rebbe, Afilu Lasa Tshuva Sir Mishtaleach Mechaper, Avli Rabbana Davka Bishasa Tshuva Sir Mishtaleach Mechaper. Yadua, he says, that the halacha is Kachachamim, Lekakos Rabbeinu Vuhusha Asa Tshuva. But what about the next line? Umasha kosav avalim loas atshuva ein sir mechaper el ala kalos koshali the hasa mashma d'rabanan afilo avar asay um loas atshuva ein sir mechaper the Rebbe afilo ala chamura mechaper below tshuva. Again, assuming that what they say about Yom Kippur is true about sir mishtaleach, which is a good assumption since Rebbe's din really comes from Yom Kippur, and is applied to Sir Mishtaleach, the assumption would be that it would be applied in the same way. The Lecha Mishnah, raises the same questions and has a suggestion to reread the Bavli in such a way that there was never a Havamina that when it comes to Lavin, that there would be a distinction, between, I'll just read the line in Lecha Mishnah. He says, Anan kaimelon kirabanan, ni karebi afila chamura snami sir mishtaleach mechaper, v'chein kasav lekaman, atzmo shiyoma kippur mechaper l'shavim. Then he adds, v'nira duhu mefarish, divra makshe kach. So when the Gemara says, hayasei, right, it doesn't mean, heichadami, Vim ken kasha dala chamura samay mechaper. that basically Allah say Laisle Kushya Klal. The Ola Makusha Rishona Lahave Ella Krisos Amisos Bezdin. And if that's the case, then basically says the Rambam Rotza Lemait, the Machloka Shabain Rebbe Lerabanan, the Kim de la Rebbe Mechaper Afilo Akrisos, as Rebbe holds that clear from the Gemara that you don't need tshuva even in Chamuros. But since Rebbe holds that way, and we only know that the Rabbanan disagree when it comes to the Chamuros, let's assume that when it comes to Kalos, he agrees with Rebbe. So what he's suggesting is that the Rambam Paskins like the Rabbanan, but he thinks that even the Rabbanan hold that there's a distinction between Kalos and Chamuros. So that's a very interesting, this idea of not being b'mayit b'machlokas. It's an interesting way to read the Gemara. More likely, the Mokar for the Rambam is the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Shavuos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, just one second. Second, let's see if I can find it. Yerushalmi in Shavuos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, does have a line in which I believe Rav Shimon, Ase Afa Bishala Asa Tshuva, this is Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Ase Afa Bishala Asa Tshuva, Lo Sase Vahusha Asa Tshuva. Notice that here, the distinction is not between Kalos and Chamuros, but between Essen and Lavin. Okay, but you have the basic distinction. The Achronim point out that the Meiri and the Chibur HaTshuva, of course, quotes this Rambam and says that, yeah, there are some Makoros that imply that we're Mechalik between Kalos and Chamuros, whether you need Tshuva or not. But the people who put out the Meiri and the Chibur HaTshuva wrote in the footnotes that, you know, as far as they are aware, outside from this Yerushalmi, there is no other makar that makes this distinction. So what emerges is that whether you interpret like the Lecha Mishnah, or you interpret, or you assume that the Rambam's makar is the Yerushalmi, even though the Yerushalmi is only about Essen and Lavin, what emerges is a very mechudash view. Again, it should be noted that the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos in Shavuos, Halatar, Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav, also apparently is a long-standing view. Seira Mishtalech Mechaper Afilo Lo Shav Minakalos Avalach Chamuros Seir Ima Tshuva Mechaper. So the Rambam's view, whether it comes from a Lecha Mishnah type reading of the Bavli, or maybe there are other ways to explain it, which we'll get back to, or based on the Yerushalmi, is Mechudash. Typically, the Rambam doesn't paskin like Yerushalmi against an explicit Bavli, nor does he contort the Bavli in that way. Obviously, the objective evidence would have to be either the evidence or the logic, which, you know, compels him to read the evidence, you know, in a different way, would have to be persuasive enough, right, for him to take that particular position. Okay. But what also ends up in light of all this is that this is a very mechudash halacha. Ad kedei kach, that in addition to the difficulty that the Achronim had with the Rambam's substantive chiddush, there were numerous mefarshim, later mefarshim, who just wondered why this whole din of Sira Mishtaleach is here in Hilchos Tshuva. Especially if, you know, the kalos don't even require tshuva b'diavad. Is it because l'chatchila you require tshuva? Is it because the chamuros require tshuva? Some of them suggested, well, that must be the case. So then it's not really so different, you know, from the seifa, from the second half of Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph. The other karbanos need vidui and tshuva for their kapara, and the Sir Mishtaleach, the chamuros, also requires vidui and tshuva, right, for its kapara. As for the Aseh, that's the exception. Maybe it's here you know, for the lab, for the chamburo, sorry, the kalos. maybe the kalos is, you know, in Okanami, you know, sticks out, or maybe the kalos is here because that's an important, the Ram's telling you in Perek Aleph Halach Aleph, you always need vidi and tshuva. And, even the chamuros of Sira Mishtaleach are an example of that. And it's also important to tell you that there's one exception to that rule. And that is that the kalos for Sira Mishtaleach, you can get away, right, with vidui alone. Or, if you want to make my diuk from before, what you might want to say is that the Rambam originally presents universally as if there's a requirement of tshuva, right, along with the vidui of Sira Mishtaleach, and then only later says, oh, b'medvar mamurim, or the equivalent of that, you know, b'chamuros, but kalos, you know, you can get away without. So with maybe the idea of the Rambam is not so much to teach you the exception, but to teach you that even this exception is an exception, you know, an unhappy exception, namely that lechatchila, there's a requirement of vidui and tshuva, even for, right, the se'ir ha-mishtaleach. Okay. But several difficulties remain. Number one, in addition to the substantive problem per se in the Rambam, it's interesting to note that if indeed, well, I mean, the fact is that the Gemara in Shavuos is quoting Rebbe from Itzumo Shalyom, as I mentioned before, a problem in its own right. It's interesting to note that when the Rambam quotes the halacha of Itzumo Shalyom, that he does not make this distinction. Here the Rambam says in Perek Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, the Ein Lono Mizbeach Kapara, Ein Shem Ela Tshuva. HaTshuva Mechaperes HaKolo Averos, Afil Rosh HaKol Yomav Yasa Tshuva Bachrona, Ein Maz Kirin Shem Shem Risho, Shenema Virisho Sarosha Loi Kashelbo, Biyom Shuvo Mirisho. The Atzmo Shayom Kippur Mechaper L'Shavim, Shenema Ki Bayom Hazeh Yechaper Aleichem. So it's interesting to note that when it comes to Itzumo Shalyom, the Rambam does not distinguish between Kalos and Chamoros or Essen, you know, and Laban. He just says across the board, and this is, of course, a fascinating Rambam, because on the one hand, he just said that Tshuva is accomplished, you know, Tshuva accomplishes Kapara, you know, across the board. Tshuva mechaper sal kol averos. And then he adds, the Atzmo Shiyom Kippur mechaper l'shavim. And you want to know, what does the Itzumo Shalyom contribute to that if it needs l'shavim? So Halacha Gimel has its own puzzle. But in addition to that, Halacha Gimel, right, implies that the Rambam is distinguishing between Sira Mishtaleach and Itzumo Shalyom. But getting back to the bigger question, why is this halacha here at all? So it could be the reason I just said. But the fact that the Rambam starts by describing Sira Mishtaleach as a standalone halacha and focusing on who does the vidui, the nusach of the vidui, and only then mentions tshuva, and even then, you know, mentions tshuva in a way which is mechudash, etc., and possibly an exception without drawing attention to it. It doesn't sound like the Rambam is presenting Sira Mishtaleach the same way that he's presenting the other karbanos. The fact that the regular vidui is the vidui of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, as distinct from the other karbanos, you know, also works with that. It sounds like halacha base and halacha gimel are dinim that belong in Hokas Tshuva. And the question is, why? If you may not even require Tshuva, and even if you do, there are the factors that we've mentioned, why is this in halacha base? Why is it here at all? Some other mefarshim just wonder why this whole halacha wasn't put in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur. Now, it's also curious to note that in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, that the Rambam twice mentions the vidui of Sira Mishtaleach, but that his description of the kapara of Sira Mishtaleach appears only in Hilchos Tshuva, and that the details of this vidui do not appear in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim. Again, they exclusively appear in Hilchos Tshuva. If you didn't have this halacha in Hilchos Tshuva, never mind the distinction between kalos and chamuros and all of that. All we have in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim is in Perek Beis, halacha vav. The Rambam says, talks about all the viduyim that are required on Yom Kippur. This is Perek Beis halacha vav. Zeshenem batar v'chiper bado ba'ad beiso ba'ad kol kal Yisrael mi'pi ha'shmul lam v'shezeh dividui devarim nimse slamed shumisvada b'yom zeh gimel viduyim. Okay. And then he talks about the amount of shemos Hashem there is as well. Pamashlishi is al yidei kol Yisrael v'avidui hashlishi al yidei kol Yisrael al se'ira mishtaleach u'maskers Hashem b'chol vidui mem gimel pa'anim. And that he says, Ana Hashem, Chatasi Avisi Pashati, Ana Hashem, right, Chatasi Avisi Pashati, Ani, you know, and also the Kohanim, etc. But the Ram doesn't describe here, right, he doesn't mention anything that he mentions in Hilchos Tshuva. In Perek Dalet, Halacha Beis, when he just goes through the order of everything, he again revisits etc. The Achakach Shochet as a par, and then he goes to the Sira Mishtaleach, and again he just describes that particular vidui. I'm just going to find it and read it. Just 1 second. This is in Perek Dalet Halacha Beis, where he says, "Acharkach." Just 1 second. Ba Eitzal Sira Mishtaleach V'Somek Shteyadav Al Rosho Mizvada Kachu Omer Ana Hashem Chatu V'Avu Pashu Lefanecha Amcha Beis Yisrael. And then what do you say? Ana Hashem Kaper Nolachatoim Lavonos. Unlike Hilchos Maaser Karbanos, there's no mention in this vidui. You do have Ana Hashem, that's one distinction, and what you don't have is a sisi to Shuva. So there's a certain irony, right, in the Rambam's broader, you know, presentation when you compare both how he deals with Shar Karbanos and the Sira Mishtaleach, as well as the way that he treats the Sira Mishtaleach in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim as opposed to Hilchos Tshuva. Ah. So I'd like to suggest is several approaches. My time's almost up, so we'll continue with this next time. One approach, I'll elaborate each one next time. One approach views the Sira Mishtaleach as kind of a mechanism to stir tshuva. The Me'iri in the Chibra Tshuva, we'll read some of the passages next time, seems to suggest, he also attributes this to the Rambam, although I don't buy it, he attributes it to the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. I don't think that's what the Rambam meant in Mor Nevuchim either, in Perek Gimel. Memvav, but the Me'iri seems to take, if this is what he means, seems to take the position that the Se'ira Mishtaleach is not a real korban, nor is it a kapara in its own right per se, but that the dramatic events of the Se'ira Mishtaleach are effective in, are necessary for, whatever it is, they trigger a sense of personal tshuva. In other words, it's a mechanism. And the real din of Sira Mishtaleach is his orus l'tshuva. This is also the view of the Me'iri in the Chibra Tshuva and also in Yoma about Yisurim and Itsumo Shoyom, instead of seeing these as having intrinsic value, in most cases he sees them as like a mechanism of his orurus l'tshuva. In which case, of course, the presence of Shir Mishtaleach, if you were to argue that for the Rambam, you know, and even the most acute presentation in Ilkhus Tshuva, and prominently in Perek Aleph Halacha Beis after establishing the definition, would make a great deal of sense. Just I don't buy it, frankly, as we'll explain, you know, for the Rambam. So that's one approach. A second approach to the Sira Mishtaleach is something that the Rajba suggests in Shavuos Yud Gimel. We'll talk about it again next time and where it comes from. But as I mentioned, the Rajba is troubled by why the Gemara there invokes Rebbe and Rabbi Huda, who argue about Itsumo Shoyom, when the discussion in the Gemara is about the Sira Mishtaleach. So the Rajba actually has a line in which he says that the Sira Mishtaleach, again, sounds like he thinks, is not a standalone mechaper, but it itself works through the mechanism of Itsumo Shoyom. And that's why you can project from Rebbe's Itsumo Shoyom, right, to the Sira Mishtaleach. According to the Rajba, you would certainly think that that would be limited to whatever Rebbe said. In other words, if there's a distinction between kalos and chamuros, you know, with regard to the requirement of tshuva, that would be true for both. But that's a second approach to the Sira Mishtaleach, is to see it simply, right? Then the question is, well, what's the difference between, you know, Itsumo Shoyom and Sira Mishtaleach? Why do you require them both? The Tosefta and Yuma seems to discuss the relationship between them, and the Rajba is actually has to struggle with that particular issue. My approach, which I'll try to elaborate next time, is to suggest that both Itsumo Shoyom and Sira Mishtaleach, in ways that overlap but also that are, you know, a little bit different, represent mechanisms that are the equivalent of, if they aren't actually, tshuva. And that there's something about the drama of the Sira Mishtaleach, as well as the focal point of Itsumo Shoyom, which is the equivalent of tshuva. And the discussion whether you actually need tshuva or not tshuva is more a kind of a technical question, you know, whether you actually require, you know, the components of tshuva, but that the Sira Mishtaleach and Itsumo Shoyom, overlapping and slightly different from each other, right, are themselves a mechanism of kapara, not just of kapara, but of kapara through a different kind of tshuva. Perhaps through, I'll just tell you what I think, through tshuva saklal, perhaps through the tshuva, which is more holistic and which focuses more on, you know, the direction and the revised persona of the gavra, beyond the specific, you know, focus on individual chatai. And that's why it's maybe a perfect halacha base, because we've learned what typical tshuva is about, and now we're exploring a very different way to bring about, you know, the same phenomenon. Not just the kapara, but the equivalent of tshuva. And that, I think, becomes very important in the Rambam's presentation also later on in Perek Beis, where he talks about the chiyuv to do tshuva on Yom Kippur. The only place that he speaks about a chiyuv of tshuva, as opposed to a kiyum of tshuva. So we'll pick up with that, because I think it does highlight a lot about Sira Mishtaleach and Yom Kippurim. I'll try to elaborate these three perspectives, or mine is kind of a, not just one, it's like an overlapping idea. We'll try to continue with that next Monday, Mirtz Hashem. Okay.